Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It is time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two of this three-game series between the Mets and the Angels. Mets took game one last night and went for a series victory tonight with David Peterson on the mound against Jose Soriano. Game two of this three-game series got underway, and Francisco Lindor led off for the Mets.
Soriano's 1-0. Cracked in the sky, deep left center. Pillar on the run toward the track. Dives! Oh, what a catch! Pillar dives and lands on the warning track right under the wall in left center field. He took off like a jet plane. Off the ground, into the air, onto the warning track with the ball. What a start to tonight's game. One out in the first.
Yeah, if that was any indication of what we were in for tonight, that was a thrilling start and truly a candidate for catch of the year by Kevin Pillar. We were off and running in the first. After Brandon Nimmo grounded out, J.D. Martinez extended the inning with a base hit. Pete Alonso then worked a two-out walk to put a pair on. Mets didn't cash in, though. Jesse Winker went down on strikes to end the first inning. In the bottom half of the inning, Peterson allowed a one-out walk to Zach Neto. Logan Ohapi grounded out. That moved Neto to second base. Runner at second base with two outs. And Kevin Pillar up for the Angels.
The 1-0. Line toward third. Past Vientos and in the left. Neto rounds third, coming home. Nino's throw to the plate. Not in time. Neto slides in head first, and Pillar now does it with his bat. His shot to the left side makes it 1-0 Los Angeles in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, the inning of Pillar continued, an RBI single, and the Angels ahead 1-0. Next batter was Taylor Ward. He followed with a base hit of his own that chased Pillar to third. Peterson limited, though. He struck out Brandon Drury to end the first inning. 1-0 Angels after one. Soriano set the Mets down in order in the second. Peterson posted a zero of his own with a little bit of help from Francisco Lindor.
1-2 to Theis. Ground ball over the mound toward the middle of the infield. Lindor comes in on the bare hand, throws to first, picked by Alonso. What a play. A very slow motion play that garners a smile and a clap and a high five from David Peterson as Lindor goes back to his spot at shortstop. And Theis coming off the field, no challenge from the Angels, and this is Lindor at his best, coming in on the bare hand.
Yeah, terrific play by Francisco Lindor, part of a scoreless second inning for David Peterson. The Mets had a shot against Soriano in the third, a two-out double by Brandon Nimmo, and a catcher's interference charged to Logan Ohapi with J.D. Martinez at the plate gave the Mets a pair of base runners, first and second, for Pete Alonso, but the Mets couldn't cash in as Soriano put him down on strikes for the final out in the third. David Peterson in the bottom half set the Angels down in order, and the duel continued into the fourth, where Soriano and Peterson traded 1-2-3 innings. 1-0 Angels after four in the fifth. Jeff McNeil led off the inning with a base hit to left center, but Kevin Pillar continued to impact the game. He threw out McNeil as he tried to stretch it for two. The Mets did challenge, but the call stood. Two batters later, Francisco Lindor singled the center, but Brandon Nimmo bounced out to end the inning. In the bottom half, David Peterson back to work with the Mets trailing by a run. Matt Theis led off and hit a broken bat double that squeaked past Mark Vientos down the third baseline. Came off the bat at 50 miles per hour. Peterson responded with a strikeout of Michael Stefanik and a ground out of Nolan Schanuel for the second out of the inning. But with two outs and Theis now at third, Zach Neto up for the Angels.
Runner leads from third, the 1-1. Neto floats one over McNeil's head into center field. It dunks in for a hit. Here comes Theis, and the Angels have doubled up the lead. It is now 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Now, Zach Neto, really good this year against left-handed hitters. That one wasn't smoked, wasn't crushed, but just hit high enough over McNeil's head to float into the grass for a base hit.
Yeah, Neto, who entered play with the second highest average against lefties, came through, and the Angels had a 2-0 lead. Peterson kept it there, though. He struck out Logan Ohapi to end the inning. In the sixth, Soriano and Peterson both traded zeros, and both of their nights were done. Soriano, six innings, five hits, no runs allowed, two walks and six strikeouts. Peterson, six innings, five hits, two runs, one walk, and four Ks. He gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, as he kept the Mets in it limiting the Angels to just the two runs. And for the second straight night, the Mets had a starter go six innings. In the seventh, Angels ahead 2-0. Hans Krausson for Los Angeles. Jeff McNeil led off the inning with a walk. Two batters later, Francisco Lindor, a one-out single, put a pair on. That was it for Kraus. Ron Washington went to his pen. He called on the veteran right-hander Hunter Strickland. He walked Brandon Nimmo to load the bases. Just one out in the inning. Bases full. 2-0 Angels. And J.D. Martinez at the plate. 2-0 the count on J.D. Martinez. The pitch from Strickland. Swung on. Crushed. Dead center field. Pilar's on the run. At the wall. He leaps. Gone! Grand Slam, J.D. Martinez! And the Mets take a 4-2 lead in the seventh inning. Second Grand Slam this year for J.D. And the Mets jump ahead. That was tonight's Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. 10th career Grand Slam for J.D. Martinez, and the Mets ahead 4-2. Strickland held it there, two flyouts, end of the top of the seventh inning, but just like that, the Mets were ahead. David Peterson, as we mentioned, his night was done. He was now in line for the victory. Waskar Brazoban was on for the Mets. Second appearance as a Met for Brazoban, and it got off to a great start. He struck out Joe Adell and Matt Theis for the first two outs of the inning. Michael Stefanik, however, kept the inning alive with a soft base hit to right. Brazoban then walked Nolan Schanuel to put the tying run on. Two outs, the count, three balls and two strikes, and the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Zach Neto. We'll do it again. Runners go. 3-2 pitch. Swung on. Hit well to left. Nimmo's going back to the warning track. He turns. It's gone into the bullpen. A three-run go-ahead home run for Zach Neto. He wins the battle on the eighth pitch of the at-bat. And the Angels strike right back. It's 5-4 Los Angeles in the seventh inning. A three-run shot for Zach Neto, his fourth RBIs of the night, number 14 overall, and just like that, the Angels were right back ahead. Logan Ohapi followed with an infield single. Brazoban was done. Alex Young came on for the Mets and put out the fire with a flyout to end the seventh inning. In the eighth, Matt Moore, next out of the pen for Los Angeles. He was greeted by Mark Vientos with a double. Luis Torrens next. He grounded out to short. That held pinch runner Jose Iglesias at second. Jeff McNeil followed with a ground out to the right side for the second out, but it advanced Iglesias over to third. Ron Washington once again went to his pen. He called on the hard-throwing right-hander Ben Joyce with two outs in the tying run 90 feet away, and Tyrone Taylor at the plate for the Mets.
0-2. Broken back, grounded to third. Drury is right there along the line. He fires across in time, inning over. Joyce strands the tying run at third base. And we go to the bottom of the eighth at Angels Stadium. 5-4, Los Angeles Angels lead over the Mets.
That was the first of four outs needed by Joyce for his first big league save. Mets held off the board in the eighth. In the bottom half, Adam Ottavino took over for New York. Strong start. He struck out Taylor Ward and Brandon Drury, grounded out for the first two outs of the inning. So two quick outs and appeared to have a 1-2-3 inning. Shallow fly ball off the bat of Joe Adell was misplayed by Harrison Bader and fell in for a base hit. Ottavino then walked Matt Theis to put a pair on. With Luis Guillorme due up, Carlos Mendoza decided to go to the left-hander Danny Young, and a soft line out to first ended the eighth inning, and the inherited runners were stranded. Ben Joyce returned with a one-run lead to close out the game in search of his first big league save in the ninth. Francisco Lindor led off, and he flied out for out number one. Brandon Nimmo then grounded out to short on a really impressive play by Zach Neto. It was a soft ground ball just behind the mound. Neto fielded it with the bare hand, delivered a strike to first. Mets didn't have a challenge, but they did ask the umpires to review it. They did. The call stood. Two outs in the inning, Mets down 5-4, and J.D. Martinez got another shot for the Mets with two outs.
Ohapi back in his crouch. 0-2 on Martinez. Two outs in the ninth, a pitch. Struck him out, swinging with 105 miles per hour. Martinez goes down on the heat. The Angels answer, a dramatic home run with a dramatic homer of their own. After Martinez's grand slam had the Mets up, Zach Neto hits a three-run homer in the bottom of the seventh, and the Angels hold on to win 5-4, and they have even this series at a game apiece.